Where's the girl? Carlson whispered. The last one. Sandy Reason. The one you brought to the motel. The one they never found. That got to him. Flynn's face contorted now, as if he'd tasted raw flesh. Did you bury her up here? Carlson whispered. He leaned in and kept his mouth next to the prisoner's ear, blocking his view of the gun as he brought it up in his right hand. Then, Carlson pulled back and let the prisoner see the Smith & Wesson with the sun glinting dully off its nickel plating. Flynn's eyes grew big, like a horse looking at a dog that had snapped at him before. Tell me, Carlson said. Up here on the hilltop, he could feel a weight in the moment. He had Flynn dead to rights, just the two of them. He could kill the cracker if he chose. Say he'd tried to escape and had nearly made it down the hill before Carlson had caught him with a lucky shot. Justice for those families. His gun hand tingled. Last chance, brother, he said, and his voice cracked just a bit. It's been 5 years now. He brought the barrel of the gun up. 5. He spun the barrel. Long. Carlson pulled the hammer back, and the snap of the spring was clear in the cold air. Flynn's eyes closed. Years. Where's the goddamn girl? The prisoner turned. The look in his eyes, it wasn't what Carlson had hoped for. He'd expected the man to beg for his life, spittle running down his chin. He'd wanted to crack the man wide open, have him begging for mercy. But Flynn wasn't crying. His eyes weren't even on the gun. They bored into Carlson's like a hot drill. You think I'm playing? Carlson whispered. Flynn stared him down. Oh no, thought Carlson. Don't tell me that girl, the last one, really is alive? Not after all these years? Christ, what would she even look? The prisoner was leaning forward. He'd whispered something, but the breeze ruffled in Carlson's ears at just that moment, and all he heard was the wind. What? Carlson snapped. What did you say? Flynn leaned closer. The guard watched his lips, wanting to read the words if he missed them again. The girls. Carlson shivered at the voice, thin and ghostly. The voice of a man who has nothing to talk to but concrete walls. The guard felt his stomach flutter. The gun bobbed a little before he got it steady again. Yeah, the girls what? The sound of the wind rose a bit, and Carlson felt his hands sweat on the faceted surface of the gun grip. Flynn whispered, "The girls are waiting for you."